Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:03 and clear skies. Y'all, we're officially hitting chilly territory right now. It's 53 degrees. A light jacket may well be in order, unless you're my wife. And then you need a very, very heavy parka. Our top story this morning, it's time to plant the flag, Dallas.
Yeah, I see what you did there, because the Mavs season tips off tonight.
And all eyes will be focused on their new phenom, Cooper Flag.
Ever since this moment,
the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flag from Duke University.
Mavs fans have been waiting for this day. The voice of the Mavs, Mark Fottowill, says tonight will be historic.
At 18 years, 306 days old, Cooper Flagg will be the youngest ever Maverick to play in a game.
Even Flagg himself says it's amazing to think that just 2 years ago he was playing in high school.
It's definitely surreal. I don't know if any of it's really set in for me yet, but it's just incredible. You know, how fast it's gone, but how far I've been able to come in these 2 years.
Bill Simmons says don't ever bet against this guy, especially with the supporting cast he's got.
I'm in. I think he's going to be good right away. I think he's going to be like genuinely noticeably impactful, and it's going to be every game because of the way he's wired.
It's an 8:30 tip tonight against Wimby and the San Antonio Spurs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now, opening night in the NBA last night, Luka Doncic goes off in his first opening night for the Lakers.
Doncic back on the floor. Attack mode, gets to the rim, fades and puts it home. He's got 37.
Now, Luka finished with 43. It wasn't enough, though, for L.A. They were playing without LeBron, and Golden State takes him down 119-109. Oklahoma City, the defending champ Thunder, slipped past the Rockets 125-124 in double OT. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander goes for 35.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather. 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. More coyote sightings in Dallas have been popping up on social media. KRLD's Russell Scott talks with one woman who lost her pet recently to a coyote.
Rebecca Crossman has lived near White Rock Lake for more than 20 years, and she says she enjoys seeing wildlife around the neighborhood, including the coyotes, even though they got her cat.
Across the street, the neighbor's Ring camera saw two coyotes catch Jet and eat him. And they said it was horrible.
Crossman says she just wants to warn people to keep an eye on their pets, especially at night. And especially now, says Dallas Animal Services Officer Jacqueline Sutherland.
The pups from this year are spending much more time away from the parents. They're teenagers. They make bad decisions, just like our human teenagers do.
Sutherland says feeding coyotes only encourages them to stick around neighborhoods, and that's when they often mistake pets for dinner. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Fort Worth neighborhood relieved after a fast-moving grass fire came within just a few feet of a line of homes near 35W and Heritage Trace. Mona Duval smelled the smoke, saw the fire in a grassy field over her back fence. Her husband battled it with a garden hose until Fort Worth firefighters got there to knock it down. Texas A&M Forest Service says there's a significant and increasing fire danger across much of the state. Many parts of Texas under burn bans due to dry conditions, high temps, and gusty winds.
The Dallas City Council's Finance Committee talked about it yesterday, but there's still no decision yet on whether to move out of City Hall.
The building opened in 1978, but city staffers say the city has consistently failed to set aside enough money for routine maintenance and repairs. They told a council committee that the cost could be between $100 million and $345 million for those. One option is selling the property and moving staffers to other offices downtown. But Councilmember Kara Mendelson says the building needs to be saved.
That we would even contemplate leaving this building to go to some anonymous office building. Are you kidding me? That is not the Dallas I know.
But Councilmember Paula Blackman says there could be some better uses for the property.
I really think it's a cool building, and I kind of agree. 100 years should be this building. This is what you get when you don't take care of it.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
McKinney City Council okays two new ordinances aimed at curbing homelessness by banning sitting or lying in public spaces downtown and forbidding camping in citywide parks and public areas. The rule takes effect immediately, and it will expire. It'll sunset after a year unless they renew it. We have new information this morning about a shocking case out of Burleson where a couple's accused of burying their 26-year-old special needs son in the backyard. Police say the parents claim that the 26-year-old died at a hospital, but investigators can't find a record of that. And a social media post by the stepfather claiming that their son had died is what actually led to the discovery of the body. It's opening night for the Dallas Mavericks as they host the San Antonio Spurs at the American Airlines Center. Number one draft pick Cooper Flagg makes his pro debut. You can get a resale ticket for as low as $52. Game time tonight, 8:30.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Morning Intelligence Report. 20 minutes. No filler. The Morning Briefing is on. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This news brought to you by Rhino Shield. Don't just paint your home. Shield it. It's 722 at News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all news morning show.
22 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. An overnight shooting in Fort Worth leaves a woman dead. And the Infinity on the Landing apartment complex on Post Oak Boulevard.
Fort Worth police say a woman was killed in one of the units there just after 9 o'clock last night. Detectives say she was shot after a domestic altercation. We are told that the suspected shooter left that unit and then later called police saying that he had shot the victim. The suspect was taken into custody in Irving. The homicide unit is now taking over that investigation.
That's NBC5's Laura Harris reporting.
So the head of the TEA, Texas Education Agency, pays a visit to Lake Worth ISD. Commissioner Mike Morath says he wanted to see conditions firsthand. Been telling you that one of the district schools got an F on the state's accountability rating for 5 years in a row. He says they are trying to make improvements.
I saw evidence of significant practice
practice that will result in learning. I also saw evidence of significant challenges. I saw good examples and saw bad examples.
Under state law, the TEA can close the low-performing school or appoint a new school board to run the school district.
724, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Brought to you this morning by Code Launch, the high-octane startup competition. The future of tech is at codelaunch.com.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Stock futures are mixed ahead of more earnings today from IBM, AT&T, and Tesla. Warner Brothers is a hot commodity after receiving unsolicited interest from multiple parties. It's looking at several options, including a split, sale, or separate deals for its studios and streaming. Netflix and Comcast are said to be weighing bids, and Paramount Skydance already made an offer, but that was rejected for being too low. Apple's new foldable iPad has run into some snags. The company's been working on the device for several years and aimed for a 2028 release. But sources tell Bloomberg engineers are struggling with its display, tech, and weight. Apple's now looking at 2029 or later. And OpenAI unveiled its first artificial intelligence-powered web browser called ChatGPT Atlas. It's designed to be a more personalized experience that allow users to engage with web content and help with tasks like booking flights and editing documents. Atlas will be available globally on Macs to start. Monica Ricks, Bloomberg Radio.
725 on the KRLD Morning News.
This is concerning. The government shutdown soon, we understand, will affect the state's food stamp program.
If a deal is not reached by next week, groups that fight hunger in Texas say SNAP benefits for November will be delayed.
If that happens, we know we're going to see a lot more families. The phenomena of stocking up is already occurring.
Eric Cooper heads the San Antonio Food Bank. The city is home to four military bases and will likely be hit hard if SNAP benefits don't hit. San Antonio is home to nearly 90,000 federal workers who are not getting paid. On top of that, there's about 100,000 federal contractors who would also be affected. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
There's still no word on whether officials at the University of Texas at Austin will sign President Trump's Compact for Academic Excellence in Higher Education. It's been offered to nine universities, including MIT, Dartmouth, and the University of Texas. Seven have rejected it, but UT officials are tight-lipped about it. It offers preferential federal funding in exchange for policy changes, including ending all DEI practices, capping international student enrollment, and requiring campuses to stay politically neutral. UT students call this their fight for academic freedom.
It is anti-free speech, anti-affirmative action.
There are students that are absolutely not okay with this.
Do what you know is right and what your students want.
UT Regent Chair Kevin Eltif said the university was proud to work with the Trump administration and would immediately start reviewing the compact. The deadline to sign is November 21st.
Well, the Dallas Stars dropped their third straight game last night, falling 5-1 to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Boone Jenner scored early on a power play, and Columbus never looked back. Tyler Seguin provided Dallas's lone goal, deflecting a Colin Blackwell shot midway through the second, but Seguin left with an empty feeling after this one.
We don't lose three in a row often here. We don't do that often here in the last few years, and it's frustrating for sure.
Stars' offense has cooled, just five goals in the last three games after scoring five a night to open up the season. Dallas hosts the Kings coming up tomorrow. The Raiders have nixed any idea of trading top pass rusher Max Crosby, who had been rumored as a possible target of the Cowboys. And Jerry Jones tells the guys at 105.3 The Fan, just because they won that game Sunday at Washington doesn't mean they're necessarily looking to make moves before the trade deadline.
I don't know that affect a trade that what we see over the next few weeks is the most important ingredient as to how there might be a trade. They'll probably, if there were a trade, it will be because it fits us.
Next up for the Cowboys, a trip to Denver to take on the 5-2 Broncos.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.